Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Too much content, but not enough time. The Chad Hartman Show now becomes... Rapid Fire Radio.
Would you do this? Would you go to a bar, restaurant, and your phone's not allowed? There's a place in D.C., Hush Harbor. No phone policy. The owner suggests, hey, I like it. I really enjoy putting it away and speaking with folks. Then you're going to come up with, as the story points out, USA Today, what if you need to make a call? The owner said he was inspired to create Hush Harbor after throwing phone-free comedy shows. So, a little bit, some pushbacks about the no-phone idea, with some even thinking it would be a disastrous business model. However, he explained that only two guests have not wanted to participate since the restaurant opened up. And we always talk about this, present, interacting, part of our conversation in the first hour was tied to the enormous gambling story and the vulnerability and the access to your phone and the obsession with our phones. Dave Harrigan, you know the girls are okay. It's you and Lindsay. You go into a restaurant without the phone.
Sure. Absolutely. I'd go if, you know, if I didn't know the girls were okay. If it was just, hey, with babysitters over, we're going to go out to eat.
Well, so let's stay with that premise. The girls are great. They're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You have no reason to suspect anything. And there's a new restaurant in Woodbury, because we know how frugal you are. You don't want to waste gas. So you're going to drive this place in Woodbury. It's supposed to be good. But they're like, mm-mm. We can put your phone here, a little satchel.
Yeah, they give you the pouch.
They give you the pouch.
You get it like a comedy show.
Or we can...
lock it up.
Put you through the magnetometer to make sure you don't have a phone. You win.
Yeah. No problem with that. Sounds great.
My only issue is everybody's got their something. I have Quentin. Right? That's it. Because I have a son with very unique medical challenges, including seizures, which have been grand mal seizures and an illness where his life expectancy is very uncertain. I'm unique that way. But if somehow I can somehow, I don't know, just know without a shred of doubt that Quentin is okay, so it's now about everything else in my life, 100%.
But if this was 30 years ago, before we all had phones in your pocket, what would you do? You know, say you were the same age now, Quentin's the same age that he is.
They would have a number.
Yeah, you'd say, I'm going to Chi-Chi's. You know, this is what I'm wearing.
Hold on.
You can call the restaurant. They'll look for me.
That's not where I was going. I'm not.
30 years ago, you were. Chi-Chi's is everywhere.
No, I like real Mexican food. Yeah.
All right. You're going to the Olive Garden then for Italian.
I mean, listen.
Ciotti's.
Who doesn't want the breadsticks at the Olive Garden?
I don't. They're vastly overrated.
Well, then I would have made sure they know 100% where I'm at in case of an emergency and call me.
Mm-hmm.
So if this restaurant, is this restaurant also going to say, okay, no funds, but everybody's allowed to come up with a list? And here are the five different people allowed to call me? Hell no. They're just saying, come on in, no phone, you're allowed to interact. If people don't have really unique health situations, and again, if it's such a unique work situation where you're like, I have to be on the phone, then just don't go to the restaurant.
Yeah, you should be at the restaurant.
651-461-9226. What is your, are you willing to go to that restaurant and let's just go 2 hours and put your phone away? Are you willing to do it? What's your guess? I don't have the data. What's your guess? How many people are willing to say, of course?
I think a vast majority will. As you cited in the story, what, only two people have shown up to the door, learned the policy, and said we're out?
I think it's very, very high. Don't you?
Yes, I think people want an excuse to put the phone down and enjoy real life, enjoy time with the people that they want to go out to dinner with.
Let's say for you, I have a special bat phone for you. Okay, no one else can get a hold of you because I'm not letting you go a week without
a nightmare.
Well, I'm not letting you go a week. Could you go a week without your phone today?
If I'm on vacation? I mean, work issues, I have to use the phone every day.
You're on vacation with the family, Lisbon, Portugal.
Sounds nice.
By the way, closed circuit, I'd go to Lisbon, Portugal. I might jump back into the trip business next year with the station.
Oh, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd love to give it a shot. And then there's times I'd miss it. There's times I'd, you know, put my hand in my pocket. Oh, that's right. It's not there. But I think after some time, you'd get used to it again and kind of enjoy it.
Can you go a week without your phone? And I got it. You gave the comeback that is offered to many. You did before, but life's different, right? A week vacation. I have those essential to me in front of me. Yes. But I would really miss it because I am a full-fledged phone person. And I could say, well, I'm not working, right? I'm gone. I don't, you know, I'm not coming in for emergency. There's no dumber than we thought, right? I just like it a lot. I like it because I like knowing what's going on. I like laughing at the TikTok nonsense, but for sure, for me, the sleep thing becomes an X factor too, because there are times when it's hour after hour after hour with my insomnia, and I'm like, I just need to step away and get a break. Okay, hit it again.
Pew, 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 pew.
Weddings and expenses. Costs of proposals and weddings, this story points out, astronomically high. Being a guest, also high. But those who attend pre-wedding events can set them back $2,100. Let's go bridesmaids. Dress, shoes, hair, makeup, gifts, the pre-wedding blowouts. A local wedding can easily cost you the $2,000 that I offered up earlier. The story points out, if you received an invite to a destination wedding, those are $3,000 to $5,000 to attend one.
A survey found that only 54% of Americans who were wedding party members within the past 5 years, nearly a third of them racked up debt because of it, with 23% being at a loss of more than $2,500.
What are we doing?
Yeah. What's your kid doing?
Well, there's 11 of us. Okay. So, yes, my son, Hunter Hartman, and my soon-to-be daughter-in-law, Michaela, in 13 days, this goofball is talking right now, will say, do you, Hunter, and so on and so forth. I've got way more responsibility for this wedding than I thought I would have.
They just keep piling it on, or is it finally just hitting you?
It's starting to hit me, okay. And I still think it's very possible I may break into, while I'm delivering the vows and everything else, I still might break into overrated, underrated property.
I can MP3 you the tune.
I would love if you could. Listen, I'm now talking. There's 10 of us witnessing, and then the official officiant is just off the side just to kind of rubber stamp it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's me. So what can they do at that point? If I start saying I'm going to do rapid fire radio, I can teach Q to do that. So that one's a little different with 10, no, 9 family members. Okay. And I like where we're going.
You should like where you're going.
I really, 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 really like where we're going. I just wish Lahaina was still Lahaina. But yeah. Now, bridesmaids, most bridesmaids should be sitting here and be thrilled when they're asked. And it's $2,000?
Mm-hmm. And God forbid it's a destination wedding. I think the story pointed out you're looking closer to 5 at that point, perhaps, depending
yes.
on obviously where it is.
Yes. How often do we think it happens? Text me, 651-461-9226, where you're a bridesmaid and you see everything evolve and you say, I just want to be honest. You might say, listen, I don't have that money to spend. Okay, and if you don't, I hope they completely get it. And maybe they knew that and expected the answer, maybe with the explanation, even the offer can be.
Mm-hmm.
But how many others can afford it? And I'm going to say, I just don't think that's the most prudent use of our money right now.
Or no, it's not the most prudent use, and then still feel they have to do it.
Right.
Because it's their best friend for the last 20 years.
Right. Now, if it's your best friend, we're all going to go a little bit too far.
That's fine.
What's that?
Go broke, go into bankruptcy. But, hey, it was my best friend.
Give up.
I've got to go live on the street now. But
Sell your third job. You know, come on. You wanted to. A little surprise happened.
Yeah, the bachelorette party was fire. I guess we'll always have that. Well, no, I mean, for the last, 10, 15 years, now every wedding has to be social media-ized, right?
Yes.
They've all got to be Insta. You got to have the hashtag. Hashtag, it's the Hartigan wedding.
Yes. And expensive. And yeah. it's not like weddings in the 50s and 70s were cheap. But they're more commonplace now with just a myriad of ways where the expenses are omnipresent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here are two topics where we want to include you into Rapid Fire Radio. Are you comfortable going to a bar for a couple of hours, no phone? And are you comfortable for going to a weeks-long vacation, no phone, and with all the added costs, in particular for bridesmaids, but also the destination weddings, and who knows, maybe more guys are laying out a long checklist of costs. Would you feel comfortable saying, we're not going? Or I'm going, but I'm not, I just want to attend. And I'm not going to pay the $2,000 for the dress, the parties, the shoes, the blowouts, you name it. Are you comfortable or have you done that? Text or call. Love feedback throughout the show. 651-461-9226. You'd like me to talk a little insurance right now, I think.
I'd love that.
Okay. We've pretty much all have been there sometime when you're driving and maybe you screw up and you're not paying attention, you hit somebody's bumper, or even more dangerous, you run through a stop sign, or you're driving and somebody does that to you, or let's say you own a house and the neighbor's tree falls right on your house, or there's a big storm and there's hail damage. So what do you rely on? You rely on your insurance. I'm going to tell you that at minimum, you need to go to TeamShoal.com. TeamShoal is spelled S-C-H-O-L-L.com, and reach out to not only my agent, but my friend, Amber Scholl. She's been in charge of this office for 3-4 years, somewhere right in there. She's been a part of the office for 15 years, and I've used the same office well before Amber for 35 years because they've helped us personally and professionally. Because house, cabin, maybe real estate, they're with American Family. It's not just Amber just making up stuff on her own. It's a heavyweight. It's a great company, but you want a local rep. Find out how she can save you money, cover you, or how you should feel better about the insurance you have. TeamShoal.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Among the texts coming in have turned down destination weddings, also very, very comfortable saying, can't come, sorry. What percentage of people...
It's my kind of person.
Yeah, saying are comfortable saying, not coming.
Not as high as it should be.
Yeah. Just spent over $50,000 last Saturday on daughter's wedding.
Oh, no.
Wow. Elizabeth! The big one. You got two daughters.
Sure do.
When you hear that and you think if you want to match up with this texter because you love your girls, that's $100,000, Dave Harrigan, that you will eventually spend to bring unlimited joy to your daughters, Do you have that money put away already, or how are you going to deal with that?
I've got it in my wallet, actually, in my back pocket.
You just walk.
No, that terrifies me. That absolutely terrifies me, and I'm working very hard at this age to get them used to Daddy saying no.
No phone vacations are the best. Boundary Waters canoe trips can help you reconnect with yourself. Let's revisit that, because I think you have a lot of people who feel like they need to step away from their phone.
Namaste.
But also the idea that people go to the Boundary Waters, and if they so choose to not bring a phone, bravo to you. But if I'm going in the middle of nowhere, or I'm camping, who knows how much you're portaging, and I feel like no one should be allowed to have any technology to communicate, I think it's foolish and dangerous. And again, your comeback can be, what did we do until the cell phone was around? And you're right. And it's not like this happens every day where we're reporting another Boundary Waters tragedy. But I don't think we've talked about this, the two of us, the last few years before. I have multiple times. And the anger I get from individuals if I suggest a satellite phone or some consideration tied to areas, either the Boundary Waters itself or something comparable. I'm not saying let's have Chick-fil-A's, cell towers, and what was our great convenience store? Because I've had like four friends now text me from that. Is it Buc-ee's?
Buc-ee's. Yeah. I mean, not as good as Quick Trip. Quick Trip number one.
I'm not saying they're all in there. But in case you're on your own and you fall and you injure yourself, you get the JJ injury. It's a high ankle sprain. And maybe you're not soft benching yourself. And you'd like a little help. Like, that really would take your enjoyment away if you. And again, I'm not saying you go there and you're on TikTok the entire time. You're texting the show. But for an emergency, having a phone, you know what I call that? Smart. Dave Harrigan calls it what?
I don't have a problem with it. I mean, you're not going to the Boundary Waters to play Minecraft. But to have something there, now we've got the technology to hopefully avoid a tragic situation. You know, you're out there portaging, camping, doing all the canoe, and a massive storm blows up that causes havoc. If you have a tool you can bring to get yourself out of some sort of danger, seems like it's just fine to have.
Right. And I'm not requiring everyone to do it.
Sounds like you are.
That's right. I'm requiring you to be in constant contact. Now, on the restaurant side, I would definitely go to the no-phone restaurant. I often run errands, go for walks, have lunch, dinner, brew pub, and I leave my phone at home. I have a sister with medical needs. When I leave my phone at home, I let my family know when I'll be back. It's so refreshing to my soul. I think you might find a lot of people who would not expect it to be cathartic and refreshing and helpful, that maybe we all need to try that a little bit more. You know, because I need to get a hold of you 24/7.
I will say, sometimes I run without my phone. I usually have it in a little sleeve on my arm.
Mm-hmm. When you want to show off the pipes a little
more. Right. Yeah, I get nice and tight. I will admit to, when I'm running without it the whole time, I'm pretty much thinking, is this going to be the time that I blow out my knee? I step in a hole and twist something, and I've got no one to call or nothing to call with?
Well, if you're with the Boundary Waters purists, you know what they'd say? Just lay there.
Yeah.
Just lay there. And
buck up.
Yeah, and maybe
make a loon call, and they will carry you home.
Yeah, they will. Or a bear is just going to come and devour you, and that's how it was meant to be.
Circle of life.
Mm-hmm. The best part of the no-phone policy means they're not going to have one of those stupid QR codes to look up the beer list in the food menu. Joseph was at the Ryman in Nashville. Is that well-known?
Ryman Auditorium. Yes, huge. It's where the Grand Ole Opry used to be before they built the whole deal.
Kind of similar to the ballroom at the White House?
Very similar, yes.
And you could have your phone, but they asked you not to take any pictures.
Everyone did it. Yeah. Well, I know this guy who at times is borderline lecturing people about not taking videos at concerts, and then might have taken like 7 of them at the Paul McCartney show. What kind of fraud that guy is. He's going to be talking to Jason DeRusha next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Glad you're back.
Thank you. I'm not.
What? Uh-oh. Wait a second. There we go. Now we got the mic.
Yeah. Good to be back. Great to be back.
Is it really good to be
no.
back?
No. When I go on vacation,
yeah,
I am more than ever convinced that I could be on vacation forever.
Yeah.
Now, do you eventually think- you'd have to make some money, but if I didn't need money.
Okay. You're 50.
Mm-hmm.
You've made a nice chunk of change.
Yeah.
You also are spending a nice chunk of change on
those college kids.
Two kids who Woof. Ran as far away yeah. from you
yeah.
as they could
right.
in the contiguous United yeah. States of America. Okay. They went to Alaska or Hawaii.
And I just bought Sam tickets to the Lakers Timberwolves game.
Oh, I'm sure those were cheap.
Oof.
Might have helped you a little bit there was no LeBron.
It's the most expensive ticket I've ever bought.
How much?
The price range we were searching was $175 to $250.
Okay.
It was in there per ticket.
Yeah.
Fees included, though. Thanks, yeah. Minnesota legislator.
Yeah. Do we know what the number was if you were searching 175?
I landed at like $225 a ticket. It's a birthday present.
Yeah, but that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay, 651-461-9226. The most expensive ticket you've ever purchased.
But, you know, you and I, one of the lucky things about this job and this business is that often, you know, you have a buddy who has a ticket or somebody like so. I often don't have to pay for a ticket. Hmm. You know what I mean?
I'm not unfamiliar with that.
Okay. All right.
No, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Come on. Yeah. People think I get all the free meals. That is not true.
Yeah. You pay for all the meals when you're reviewing.
Oh, yeah. If I'm reviewing about it, absolutely.
Okay. Tax purposes, what do we do there?
Oh, it's a lot of write-off.
Yeah, a lot of write-off.
But, you know, that.
I mean, do you just have an endless, I've been in the outside of your house.
It's an exhausting.
I have been inside the house. Do you just have like 5,000 receipts,
it's just receipts
scattered everywhere throughout the place?
I use one.
Is that why you have like seven homes now?
I use a separate credit card just for
smart
restaurants so I can keep track of it.
That is smart. Okay, so do you think, let's say 57.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say radio goes great. Alyssa's very productive. And you say the time or money question.
Yeah.
Because that comes a lot.
Right.
Do you want more time? Hmm. Or do you want more money and you feel like, hey, the way we've invested things?
Yes. Yeah.
Could you see yourself retiring earlier than a typical American?
Yeah. Well, you know, being on this trip, a lot of the people who were on the trip, listeners who went to Greece with me are people who owned a business or had that circumstance.
Yeah.
I have a friend right now who's sort of facing that challenge. He started a business. He could sell it. He could sell it for more money than I will ever see in my life.
Yeah.
But it's not about money at this point. It's about finishing the job and achieving his vision. And so he's not going to sell.
And also,
I think I would also, like at 57, would I be ready to stop doing this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Also,
I don't think so.
For a lot of people, you want to have a reason to wake up?
Yep.
Right?
I could see stepping away from having a 3 to 6 p.m. responsibility,
mm-hmm.
where maybe it's a 2 podcasts a week.
Yep.
Where there's a little more flexibility built in. I guess I could see that early. But I do think, you know, when I was thinking about leaving TV and what else I would want to do.
Yep.
I entertained like, oh, maybe I could do a corporate job or something, you know. And I like being in the mix too much. I like being in the conversation. I think you're the same, right?
I'm 100%.
You could leave, but we like being in the action. We like being part of the fun and part of the conversation. And
I like it.
I like it.
I, as much as I like to travel and golf and family, if every day, at least at this part of my life, I'm going to wake up and say, okay, what activity am I doing today? Maybe I'll change my mind.
Maybe.
Next week.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think so.
No.
Okay. The best part of the trip to Greece and the worst part of the trip.
So the best part was Alyssa and I got to go back to this restaurant that we went to 7 years ago on our 20th wedding anniversary.
So this was trip number 2 to Greece.
Yes.
Okay.
So we went for our 20th anniversary, and someone had recommended this restaurant that they said that there's nothing like it. It is a mom and pop restaurant, meaning that the husband is cooking and the wife is seating people and serving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one room and it's the two of them and it's called Salt and Pepper. And he's the pepper, she's the salt. And that's, it was so charming. They take, and I've never seen this before, they take everyone's photo. She goes around with her phone and takes the photo of every diner and puts it on their Facebook page and was like, great people at the restaurant tonight.
So like each night if you go, you'll see who was there.
If you go to my Facebook page right now, today I found it on their page and shared the photo of me and Alyssa. And I just think it's the most charming thing ever.
It's a great idea.
It's so adorable. They're in Santorini where everyone is on this, you know, you've seen the pictures, the whitewashed homes and hotels and restaurants on the edge of the cliff of the caldera. And this restaurant's on the other side. You're facing out onto a busy street. And an ATV rental place.
It's a city restaurant.
It is, yeah. So I mean, you're two blocks from the Caldera. You're right in the middle of it. They're just facing the other way.
The other way. Okay, I got it.
Because it's just this local couple, and it just is so charming.
It's
being able to
sweet.
Go back was, you can see me lighting up. That's what it's about. You meet these people when you travel. That was pretty awesome. The worst part is on the first night in Athens, we check into our hotel, and in the room adjoining us, this couple
Giannis.
Was going to
I Giannis
town.
Might be there. Yeah.
Woo!
Oh,
was,
really?
Was it salt and pepper?
It was. It was. I mean, I didn't hear an oppa, but I feel like it was
you
implied.
Assume
it was implied.
Every Greek couple is some derivation
that is the pinnacle.
Of my big fat that's, Greek wedding.
That's when you really get the job done.
Opa!
And then you know.
Did you think about later on? Because at some point you guys had sex. Did you think
it's
about
true.
Opa?
Well, in that hotel, I thought about like how thin the walls were.
Did you applaud at some point?
Trying to keep it down.
Great work.
Well, at that moment, so if you, and all of us have been in a hotel where you hear
yes.
some people going
Correct.
To town.
Yep.
Do you want to know what the people look like or not? Because I was curious then. I'm like, is this is this a young couple enjoying their honeymoon? Is this like a couple of, oldsters kind of still with the fire going? Is this an illicit affair?
I guess,
what is it?
For me, if it's
curious.
Just the bedstand banging up against the wall, no.
It was very vocal.
But if it's very vocal and very descriptive, I think yes.
I was curious. Not creepily curious.
You didn't
but
like
you wanted to
crawl over right. across from your patio to theirs.
Solve the dilemma.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you miss most? This is Jason. He's back. He'll start his show in about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
What were you ready to be a part of again when you return?
Oh, interesting. Well, on vacation, like. We drank a lot, and so I was looking forward to sort of.
Yeah, like, was Livia a part
back.
Of the trip?
Livia's always a part of kind of the way I don't feel the guilt, like to clean the plate and control the portions. But there's going to be some work to do.
Yeah,
like anybody when you come back from a vacation.
Dan is hoping you would say.
Oh,
him.
I miss Dan Cook the most.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, that didn't sound very good.
Would have been a weird transition from my previous topic to say I missed Dan Cook the most.
Okay, let's do this because...
I missed really interacting with people on Twitter. That's what I missed
well,
the
let's
most.
Do that because the next topic is sweeter and kinder and more powerful. But you put out yesterday on your return. Some thought you should have worked yesterday. I mean,
Blaise brought it up.
Yeah. What did I miss?
Yeah. Did I miss anything cool? I purposely phrased it so people wouldn't be bellyaching about whatever they would normally bellyache about.
I went through it this morning knowing you were going to be part of the festivities. I thought about 70% got it.
Yes.
Right?
It was, well, it got worse as the day went on, of course.
It did. They got inspired to
crime,
fraud.
I do think, it's a reminder that, well, first of all, you don't know, like, how many of these are real people and how many of these are just, like, bots. But I will say, like, I think people assume that all of this stuff is just, like, a bot or an automated or whatever. But a lot of these people are replying back. Like, I just think there are a lot of people whose brains are so fried from being on social media all the time that they do not know how to interact like a normal human being.
Or so fixated.
And so mad at the media. You got to like.
Yeah, and fix it on topic or just assume you won't talk about this when obviously anyone who's listening to your show or this show, too.
Yeah, of course.
Knows we've talked about it many, many times.
Yes. Yes. But it's people who don't follow you. They see a picture of Minneapolis and then it's just off to the races.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know. I will say this. I did think about this while I was gone because I wasn't really on. I was on Instagram and Facebook with like vacation stuff, and I maybe posted twice on Twitter the whole time. I wasn't reading Twitter. And it did make me think, like, has the time come to sort of
cut back or cut back. The cord?
I
don't think you should cut the cord.
No, there's too much valuable stuff out there.
And, exactly.
And for me, the equation has always been like the interaction with people. It's always been a percentage of good and bad, but the good has always outweighed the bad.
Mm-hmm.
I do think the percentage now, it's pretty close to 50-50.
So let's reset this again. Today, Sophia Fortus, who was shot August 27th, who was on this is the surgeon describing this, a brink of death, miraculous recovery necessary, skull removed because of brain swelling. Today, she left the hospital in a limousine, surrounded by doctors applauding, obviously with her family, police, political officials, and those involved in trying to get into Annunciation Church when she and others were attacked. And, of course, Fletcher and Harper were killed.
Yeah.
And if you want to believe in hope and you want to believe in miracles, today is one of those days. So I just want to ask that question. Do you believe in miracles? And I'm not Al Michaels. But genuinely, do you believe there are times when logically, medically, scientifically, rationally, this cannot happen? Like maybe today. And for some reason that we cannot explain, something as miraculous as this takes place. Do you believe that? We'll talk about it. I want you to chime in too. 651-461-9226. I'll jump into Stretch Lab. I'll jump in how stretching and taking care of ourselves in a myriad of ways. You know, one of the topics we might get to tomorrow, I saw it the other day, is the order of your food, right? We also see stories of when you should eat. Well, if you talk about, I don't care if you're 21 or you're 81, and it's some sort of comprehensive story about how you should stay fit, stay healthy, stretching is always near the top of the list. And you might be listening, and you're on a walk right now. Mike, this is the podcast. You're listening live. You're biking. You might be going to play another round of golf this weekend. You might sit in your couch. Why not have a place that's going to help you set great patterns and help you stretch and make you feel better and probably convince you to become a monthly customer? That's stretchlab.com. Dozen-plus locations in the metro area. I've been a customer for 6 years. They have tens of thousands of customers in the metro area. Go today. Guarantee you'll feel better. Stretchlab.com. Jason, on a day like this, when it is both, it is incredible good fortune, incredible horrible fortune,
yeah,
evil, great doctoring, are there times when you think, wow, sometimes something just doesn't make sense and miracles do happen when Sophia is brought home on a limousine and before she goes home, she stops by Annunciation Church and School?
I think sometimes people try to make this too binary, right? Like, do miracles exist or is it just, it's all science, it's all logic? I think the action of doctors and the action of first responders that day set up a circumstance where a miracle was even a conversation, mm-hmm. even a possibility, yeah. right? But I don't know how you, there are so many medical things that happen that we don't know why. And to me, like, you don't have to believe in the same God I believe in to look at Sophia Fortus and say, the doctor said that she should be dead.
Yeah.
So
I
to
know,
me, it is a miracle.
I know someone in my life who, when they found the cancer in her body and considering the circumstances, they were absolutely convinced this was going to be pervasive throughout her body. And that doctor told our doctor, I don't say this often, but this is basically a miracle. I don't understand how it only was where it was. This is a doctor saying.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's just inexplicable. Now, does inexplicable happen without the brilliance of doctors? No, of course not.
Right.
Of course not. You know, among the texts coming in,
No, Chad, I don't believe miracles. Like I heard someone say, if God is everywhere, why did this tragedy happen to begin with? Sometimes because of the skills of doctors involved and the things they do today with medicine, it seems like a miracle. Last one. If there was such a thing as miracles, then the church shooting would not have happened itself.
I just don't think that's how it works.
Yeah.
But I understand why people feel that way.
Jason, he'll take you home. He's finally back here on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.